With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. 2 years ago, the Australian novelist Morris West was feeling the way most men of 72 feel.
The stairs get steeper, and the roads get a little longer, and it takes a little longer to get out of a chair, or really to reach for a glass.
Because of occasional chest pains, Morris West's cardiologist ran some tests.
He came up and sat on the edge of my bed and said, cheerfully, do you want the good news or the bad news? And I said, well, give me the bad news. And he said, well, I have to tell you that the bad news is that you are going to have a massive heart attack very quickly, and you're going to die. And the good news is that we can fix it.
With a double bypass, when Morris West awoke from the surgery, he discovered that he had solved one of the riddles of his Bible-oriented childhood, the story of Lazarus rising from the dead.
How did Lazarus feel when he came back from the dead? What had he seen? Did he welcome the gift of life? How did the world look to him?
For Morris West, recovering from heart surgery was indeed like returning from the dead.
The experience was quite profound, accompanied by enormous depressions, fragility of the emotion.
Morris West used that experience to write a powerful novel, Lazarus, the story of an ultra-conservative pope who goes through a transformation after open-heart surgery and seeks to modernize a backward and unyielding church. Lazarus by Morris West was published by St. Martin's Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
How do you convert a pope to Christianity?
That's the premise of the most recent novel by Morris West, Lazarus, in which a conservative pope undergoes a philosophical conversion after open-heart surgery and moves to reform his reactionary church.
How does he change? And how does he change this enormous institution of more than a billion people who recognize his spiritual and indeed temporal power?
In Lazarus, Morris West writes of the internal struggles within the Vatican. Reform does not come easily for an institution as monolithic as the Catholic Church. But Lazarus is not all theology. Among its subplots is a move by terrorists to assassinate the Pope. The book fits in logically with two other Morris West novels.
I had been fiddling for a long time with the notion of rounding out the stories on the papacy, the shoes of the fishermen and the clowns of God.
Morris West, who was once a Christian brother as a youth in Australia, is hard on the Catholic Church, but does not apologize.
I'm a Catholic boy. I live within the community. I'm part of the family.
West says there must be fundamental changes within the church.
People need to address themselves to God in an atmosphere of compassion and of love and of care, not by fiat.
Morris West, St. Martin's Press, published his novel of the papacy, Lazarus. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As novelist Morris West recovered from open-heart surgery, he realized how close he came to a greeting from Brother Death.
The thing that people fear about dying is not dying. It is the unknown manner of your passing.
Before his surgery, Morris West was given the last rites of the church, and yet he felt that whatever relationship he had with the Creator was already settled.
As if one held a butterfly or a small bird on the hand. And so long as you didn't move the hand, butterflies stay there.
In Morris West's most recent novel, Lazarus, an arch-conservative pope has a reawakening after open-heart surgery and moves to reform a reactionary church.
That whole attitude that the church belongs to the clerics is a historic madness based on imperialism.
Morris West believes the old rules of the church do not serve its members.
I have no objection to receiving the word of God or the sacraments from the hands of a celibate or a married person, man or woman.
For the gospel is the same. St. Martin's Press published Lazarus by Morris West.
I have no more idea now than when I was a child of who God is, or basically what God is. But I accept to live in mystery, and I accept to live with gratitude in mystery.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.